96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking to Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett about politics, immigration, public safety, and many other issues. The lines are open if you have a comment or a question about what's happening in Montgomery County or issues affecting the county. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Mr. Leggett, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be back.
Let's first talk about this immigration issue. There seems to be a bit of a consternation on the part of one of your, I guess you could say, your political colleagues on the other side of D.C. The Prince William Board of Supervisors Chairman Corey Stewart made some rather stirring comments, to say the least, about immigration. And this was in the Washington Post just yesterday, where he said, if Montgomery County wants illegal aliens who are committing crimes, we'll be happy to encourage them to move there. I'll be there holding the sign. Just a full disclosure, Mr. Stewart, is the chairperson for Donald Trump's presidential campaign in Virginia. What is your response to that, and can you give us a little more context?
Well, first of all, the last time I checked, I'm the county executive of Montgomery County, mm-hmm. Maryland, and I'm going to do what I think is in the best interest of Montgomery County, Maryland, and its residents. I'm not going to comment directly to his statements. First, suffice to say is simply that Montgomery County is a county that's well over a million people. We have 18% of our residents are Latino. We have an open, diverse county for which we welcome people literally from all over the world. And I believe that the policy that have been announced by the president and carried out by ICE is counterproductive. It will, in effect, discourage people from attending school, which we now know, engaging in everyday activities, working with our county police. And I do not believe that it will result in anything that is useful in terms of changing our overall immigration policy. That's a national issue for which we have to deal with. I hope and believe that in the future we could come up with a policy that addresses this national issue. But as it relates to those who are in Montgomery County, we're going to treat them with compassion. We're going to make sure that they are not, in fact, forced out of the county. And we're not going to listen to the voices of Mr. Stewart and others from Virginia to tell us in Montgomery County what to do.
Interesting that you should mention that, because just yesterday, Prince George's County Executive Rusher and Baker released a statement kind of paralleling what you were saying about the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent raids that are going on, where he's saying that he would prefer that these raids not happen in schools, in churches, in places where citizens normally would feel safe. What specifically your feelings about how the raids are being conducted?
Well, it sends a chilling message, and I'm not sure in terms of the location, because when you have schools, you have churches, you have places where people actually work, it not only affects the individual person that you're trying to apprehend, but obviously it would affect the families, co-workers, and what have you. And you're separating families as a result of that. My view is, again, that we have outlined the categories in which we believe people should be deported, and simply picking people up who have not had adequate legal representation, people who are in fear of violence within their own communities, countries in which they come from, I just don't think is productive. There's a chilling message that's out there, and as a result of that message and a result of the arrests that have, in fact, been made, you see people who are fearful of going to work, children are fearful of going to school, people are not cooperating with the police because they see police as in some way an adjunct of the ICE and federal authorities. And as a result of that, you have a very chilling message that goes out to the community. And I think it's counterproductive.
How do you deal with that, certainly as a local official, when you're talking about a federal enforcement of law? How do you provide balance? Do you just kind of stand back? Do you send a letter to the president? How do you deal with that?
Well, we obviously cannot enforce federal regulations, mm-hmm. and the federal government has the ability and authority to do the things that they are doing. We just believe that they are wrong. What we have done is to add our voices, Rashawn Baker and I and others at the local level, to say that this is counterproductive. When you add that with those in Congress, you add those at the national level, and citizen communities all over the country, we hope that there's a groundswell of people who are saying this is counterproductive. And so to that degree, we're sending a very strong message along with others to urge the president and others to reverse this policy. In addition to that, our message goes out to the community, to say to the community that we are not the federal government, we are not enforcing those rules and regulations, and that we want to cooperate with you and go about your business as usual. So those two points that we're making, one, directly to the federal government, joining the voices of others. And then secondly, internally, to tell our community that we are not part of that operation and that we want to work with you and not to be fearful of local authority.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking to Montgomery County Executive Isaiah Leggett about all things related to Montgomery County. Let me go to the phone lines. Lisa, calling from Gaithersburg. Hey, Lisa, how are you? Good to talk to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, and thank you for having my county executive on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Mr. Leggett.
How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
My question is regarding racial profiling in the county. I noticed a significant increase in police stops, especially along Shady Grove and Montgomery Village Avenue, and I'm wondering if you can tell me, is this an effort to address increasing crime in the county, or could it be racial profiling or both?
Well, we do not racial profile, and I do not want to say that without going through things that we've done. We have an excellent police force in Montgomery County under the auspices of Chief Manger. I'm not here to say that there may not be a problem here or there, but overall, I think our police are well trained, they're well managed, and I think that we avoid some of the challenges you see in other communities. Having said that, though, we do have a particular concern in the areas that you've just described. We've had a murder there recently, and there have been some concern, especially in areas where we have seniors and others, and a very serious challenge as it relates to the perception of that community. And so the chief has increased the amount of police presence in those areas, and that they are taking measures, one, to reassure the community, and then secondly, to make sure that we apprehend people who may have engaged in crime. This is something that I think the public in our meeting with them have asked for, that they want to see more visibility of the police presence in those areas, and we're going to provide that. I hope that we are doing that, and I believe very strongly we are doing that consistent with the rules and regulations, and that we are following all of the training that our police have been provided over the years. But if there's a problem, we encourage people to report those to the police management or directly to myself, and we will look at that very, very carefully to make sure that we're not doing anything that's inconsistent with proper police training and respect for the public.
Okay. Lisa, good to talk to you. Thank you so much for calling in. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Before I go back to the phone lines, I do want to ask you about a couple of police issues. But the first one, as I'm sure you are well aware, the Police and Public Safety Work Group just finished 6 months of study and developing some 21 recommendations statewide. There was a really cross-section of community elected officials, activists, and others that are very, very concerned about kind of streamlining and giving some balance to the way the police interact with the public. What are your thoughts about the state legislature making law that suggests that the boards for police review are open to the public, that that the amount of time that police officers may wait to talk to attorneys or talk to prosecutors in the event of they're being accused of a crime being reduced from 10 to 5 days and so forth?
I think the recommendation has been provided by a cross-section of people who've looked very carefully at the challenges. And these were not people that were anti-police, but people who basically wanted to make sure that the police, the perception about public safety is consistent with the training and the realities that we face as it relates to people who interact with police on a daily basis. For the police, I think to take a stand against some of the recommendations, I think, is not the way that I would go if I was a police officer. In fact, most of the things that we're looking at are things that are consistent with what everybody else has in terms of what they do when they encounter a challenge or a complaint against them. And to have this broad separation whereby the police are simply viewed by the public in terms of perception over and above the law, that perception is out there, I think only hurts the police. And so if I was a police officer and you're doing your job well, then you should have the scrutiny, you should have the respect, and you should have the openness and the transparency so that everybody can see what you're doing. Everybody would know that. And I think when you do that, you would gain greater respect for the police and you would eliminate some of these challenges that police are dealing with in terms of perception. That perception is something that I think is counterproductive to the police. And so to fight these, what I consider to be sound policy decisions, that is to cut down the time, to have more transparency, and to, in a way, be viewed as hiding behind that, only hurts the police. And I would think that if you want to ensure a great deal of credibility, you would get from beyond that. And that's my view, right?
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking to Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett about all things happening in Montgomery County. Lines are open. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment for the county executive. Yvonne, calling from Bowie. Yvonne, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Fisher. It's so great to speak with you.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Leggett, I mean, I heard what you said when you said that Montgomery, you guys don't, Montgomery County Police don't profile. That,
no, I said I don't believe that they profiled. I also said that we cannot account for every officer. And if there's a situation which a person is accused of that, we would take that very seriously. But I want to make sure that no police department is perfect, and certainly Montgomery County is not perfect. And you have the number of officers we have. There may be occasion where someone may do something inconsistent with the rules and regulations of the county police.
May I speak now?
Go ahead, sure, Yvonne. Go ahead. What's on your mind? I may have to take a break,
okay.
And we may talk to you on the other side. But
okay.
Go ahead. Make your point for the next 30 seconds, and then we'll take your answer on the other side. Go right ahead.
Okay. I was driving to work, and I was driving because I work in Bethesda. And so I was driving my BMW, and a police officer pulled me over and couldn't tell me the reason why, because I was driving and everything was working and, you know, it was nothing going on with me or my car because I'm not that type of lady. And he couldn't tell me the reason why he pulled me over. On the other hand, this Caucasian lady had passed me speeding and he did not pull her over. So when he couldn't tell me why he pulled me over, he said, well, ma'am, just be safe. I said, I think you got me mixed up with the other car.
Well, Yvonne, hold that point, because I think since you're okay, the question may be, what do you do in Montgomery County if something like this were to happen? And I hope that the county executive would be willing to share his thoughts about that. So, Yvonne, just stay with me. Lines are still open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Talking to Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is W.